All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and there has been a new Star Trek Discovery season. Talk about the first episode, and Keith, what did you think of the first episode of Star Trek Discovery?
Overindulgent fan fiction. It tried to build on what it did first season, but aside from the banter and the characters and the actors being a little more comfortable with their characters, there was just not enough chemistry except for a couple parts between the multiple cast and crew to kind of carry it. It still doesn't know what it wants to be. And I've said before that Star Trek takes at least three seasons to get its legs under it. First season of The Next Generation was terrible. Season two was just like, what the heck is going on? Once season three hit, it was hitting on all cylinders.
Riker had the beard.
Yep. Season two, you got a hint of what was coming to be. Season three, it just went with it. They had the formula and they ran with it. The same with DS9, which is my favorite Star Trek series. Two, three seasons for it to get its legs under it. Once it got past all the trying to live up to Star Trek and did its own thing, it was all over with. Voyager, for whatever reason, Star Trek takes three seasons. This felt like fan fiction. I thought they were going to back off for the whole Michael Barnum being the daughter of Sarek and the sister to Spock.
Oh, no.
But it was just like a whole other level. Like, apparently Spock is most of the way he is because of her. It's just like adding another layer. I mean, it basically was like someone who writes fan fiction for a living, who on their free time sat at home and said, my character does this, but she's not Vulcan. No, she's human with human emotions, but acts Vulcan. Come on, man. Ridiculous. And the new characters and introduced Captain Christopher Pike just
retconning Star Trek just to include other characters that necessarily didn't have a large presence in the original series. Christopher Pike is there, and I guess the fact that they have to keep doing that, have to keep reaching back for other characters, particularly Spock. And, like, are they going to bring up Sybok, like Spock's brother?
No. Actually, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Yeah, what the heck happened to Sybok?
Because Sybok should be only a couple years older than Spock. At that
point. Like there, so they act like they retconned his ass right on.
And then on top of that, another thing that does not make sense is that Vulcans live a long life, but why is Spock a child and also Burnham a child? But Spock should be much older by the time Star Trek the original series happens.
Vulcans aging slows down once they pass puberty.
All right. Whatever. Spock shouldn't look like Jesus. Aaliyah, what did you think of the first episode of Star Trek Discovery?
Gave it two thumbs down. It didn't hold my full attention until the end of the episode. By the time it got to the end, I agree with Keith in that it felt like fan fiction for several reasons. I think, one, they definitely have to up their budget. The sets seemed a bit hokey, and I was having a hard time really believing that they were in space and this was supposed to be so amazing. They have gone so far over the edge with making sure that there is diversity we are just seeing, you know, men in wheelchairs rolling by when the reality is that if we're supposed to have come so far in this century, then we would have something that is way more hype than a man sitting in a chair that's on wheels. I think, thirdly, the writing itself didn't go far enough or deep enough. So I feel like they could have done a bit more and created a little bit more mystery for you to be more intrigued about where they were going with this. I feel like when the characters have to do a whole lot of over-explaining, then something isn't right, especially with pacing. So in this particular episode, she could make up her mind. You know, like literally within 20 minutes, she was angry with the guy, was writing him off, and didn't even want to see him. 20 minutes later, whatever. That's too quick to get over it. It wasn't well done. Now, I'm going to hang in there because I have been raised better than that. And I know that Star Trek can make a remarkable comeback. So I will endeavor to be hanging on to this and seeing what they do. Perhaps, as Keith says, in the third season, they're going to hit their stride and do the damn thing. But for now, episode one shouldn't have been called Brother. It should have been called Highly Suspect.
Okay. I'm going to pull from one of Keith's phrases. They need to stop the Mary Sue-ness of Michael Burnham. Michael Burnham can't be the solution to every problem in every episode. Case in point, they go down to the asteroid. The officers that came on board with Pike is just yelling at Burnham, like, don't tell me this. You don't know anything about me. Then all of a sudden he crashes into an asteroid. And then when they get to the asteroid, they find the engineer. The engineer has done this amazing job of keeping people alive on an asteroid in a hostile, inhospitable environment. And when they're about to beam off, the asteroid starts becoming unstable. And then all of a sudden, here comes Mary Sue Michael Burnham. For whatever reason, the engineer that can keep people alive can't transport people off of an asteroid. But Michael Burnham can. They're just going way, way over the top. You have to appreciate Michael Burnham. Regardless of what happens, you have to like Michael Burnham. Regardless of what the episode is about, Michael Burnham will be there to save the day. It doesn't matter. Apparently, Michael Burnham did not cause the Klingon War because T'Kuvma caused the Klingon War and Michael Burnham just responded.
And that was what made it interesting first season.
So it's not her fault for doing all this. It's not her fault for being court-martialed. Well, not necessarily court-martialed, but being thrown in Star Trek jail. But Aaliyah was talking about, which is this connection with Spock. They're just hitting you over the head that she is so sad that she was hoping to see Spock, and then she doesn't see Spock, and then everything's okay. Then Sarek comes to talk to her, and then there's all these flashbacks, more flashbacks about Spock drawing dragons and stuff. She's ready to go see Spock like she's ex-girlfriend. Do you have to continue doing this? What should have happened in the appropriate way if you want to take this approach with Star Trek, that they're no longer bottle episodes, there's no longer an ensemble cast. Michael Burnham's story should have wrapped up season one, and season two should be a different character.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Burnham is the solution to every problem. She is the focus on every episode, regardless of what happens. The overarching thing is that this is all about Michael Burnham. This is all going to be about her and her relationship with Spock and her relationship with Sarek. I will watch this season. I think I might have given season one like a 6 or like a 7.
You rated a little high because what they did with Lorca. But on average, I think we rated around a 6.
Yeah, and then the guy that they have playing Pike.
Anson Mount, I think, right?
Yeah, I just don't like his approach. His approach is the way that
Bruce Greenwood did it.
Yes. Ultra relatable. Hey, people, I believe in you guys. We all just need to do this. And then there was just like unnecessary conflict. I was talking to Michael Burnham, not necessarily going off on her, but then she's like, I know how to do my job.
It's indicative of when a writer is writing a character that they want to identify with and they want to aggrandize, to kind of show them up, hype them up by having other people try to hold them back.
Yeah.
And I hate that in writing. Absolutely ridiculous. He's basically saying, look, you need to slow down. I want everyone to live. And she's like, I'm the best of the best. You got to let me be the best. Oh, God. And then in the end, she proves she's the best of the best. And just like, oh, God.
Now there's going to be possibly a new captain every season.
You know what? I can get behind that.
It can work because you never really see, other than Next Generation, how long a captain serves. Riker, at some point, was supposed to have his own command. He chooses just not to do it. It's like, hey, I want to stay here. Then when they approach him again, it's, if you don't accept it now, we're just going to pass you by. It's going to be, I forgot what that other.
It was season one, season two, and season four when the Borg. Basically, the whole thing behind Riker was that Picard was the shit, and he wanted to learn everything he could possibly can from him. Dude, the Enterprise is the best ship in the fleet. So what was the point in going to a rinky-dink ship if you can't be the best and be surrounded by the best? So that was his whole thing. So it was understandable with Riker wanting to be, his
career. Well, the thing is that you never really see how long a captain serves other than Next Generation. You can count the original series, but you never really see because Deep Space Nine, it is on a starbase. Voyager just got screwed up because all of a sudden they're in the Delta Quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
You have Enterprise, the TV show. Well, yeah, predates pretty much everything long term. Saru to be the captain, or them just to have a captain.
So Anson Mount's a good actor, and he's a good choice to play a captain. If they have a new captain every season, I'm perfectly fine with that. But the biggest thing they're missing with this show is that, and all the other the series you mentioned, is that those series, even though the captain was the star of the show, it was an ensemble cast.
Yes.
If Picard had gotten killed in the fourth season and written off the show, having Riker take over as captain would have worked.
Yeah.
It would have worked. Voyager, same thing. Like, none of those characters were indispensable in terms of what they were. It would have sucked, and you would have wanted them to come back and be part of the show in some way, form, or fashion. But the shows would have worked. I mean, technically, they were loose ensemble cast. Of course, the captain of the show was making the most money, like Patrick Stewart and all of them. They were making the most money. They were the kind of front runner, the lead actor of the show. I can count 22 episodes in the season. There were maybe 7 or 8 episodes that were Picard focused. The rest was broken up amongst anyone that was character focused. And Deep Space Nine was even, they literally had story arcs for every one of their characters. I mean, what was it? Bashir had his whole thing with.
He was genetically altered.
Yeah. Genetically engineered, and the other thing was him wanting to be a spy, and you know, Kara's religious.
I mean, O'Brien and his wife, and O'Brien and Worf's relationship with the son, mm-hmm. Worf's relationship with the Klingon Empire.
You get none of that with this show.
Like, they give you a few minutes. You get Stamets, issues. Tilly's, who is starting to become very annoying to me. I liked the first season. Current trend of over-talking self-aware characters. Like, oh, am I talking too much? Okay, that needs to stop. Then you don't really have anybody else other than Saru, who is somewhat of a focusable character because they're spending too much time on Michael Burnham. Everything goes, well, you might get a little sprinkle of that. Oh, let's go back to Michael Burnham. Michael Burnham is somehow at odds with her human side and what she learned from the Vulcans.
That is ridiculous, dude. She lived for 12 years as a human. Her parents are human. Just because you come to a new land, like if you were an American and then all of a sudden you get adopted by a Chinese family in China, you're still going to be an American, but in China. You don't just all of a sudden try to be Chinese. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree. And it's unfortunate about Tilly because her character was one of the ones I saw with the most growth.
Yeah, and it was different. And like when she went to the mirror universe last season, she took on a different persona, at least temporarily, the mirror universe character, or at least give the appearance of that. It's like, oh, that works. Goes against type for certain characters. I mean, they do show up in Star Trek, but they're always written off. As soon as the one dude that came with Pike went on that away mission, I'm like, this dude is not coming back.
Well, no, that, you know, that whole sequence was straight from the 2009 Star Trek movie.
Yeah. Like, woohoo! We have another episode coming up, but yeah, please stop the Mary Sue-ness. I understand I'm supposed to like Michael Burnham.
She's not the captain, so her even making any kind of speech or speaking up.
And or the first officer.
Right. Would not even be allowed in military rank. It's not even plausible.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing of Saru, like, they should have did. Saru was the captain. Burnham, his first officer. The whole idea of a species evolving from a, not as the apex predator, but from
being, you know, prey. Evolving,
you know, from being just being prey. Like, they're basically the deer of his world. That is fascinating. The way he's illuminated. I mean, the way the guy walks, the way he moves, all alien-like. And you kind of want to know more about that alien. Instead, they go right back to the Vulcans and the Klingons. And, you know, I was happy to see an Andorian, but, I mean, well, that was last season. Then you got that weird cyborg-looking thing. And I'm like, what is that thing? I mean, you're supposed to be talking about these alien races when they come up.
Yeah, and then some of the comedy where the one alien sneezed on.
Oh, that was gross, man. Like, for real.
And that just reeks of J.J. Abrams-ness.
The showrunner is Alex Kurtzman. So there you go.
Yeah, so.
We're basically going like Abrams' playbook right now, which is going to doom this whole project. They need to pull up the Ronald Moore playbook of how he did DS9. This will keep people on board for the show.
All right. That's the podcast.
Fingers crossed it gets better.
Yeah.